Happy New Year.
So cute. Happy yawn to you too. How you feeling? I'm a little hungover, but not terrible. Oh, here, let me cover your eyes. Because the light isn't going to do anything good for you. Did someone drink too much champagne last night? Maybe. I'm glad you don't regret it. No, it's New Year's, baby. You gotta celebrate. You have to pay for it the next day. Let me get up and get you some water. Because it'll help. Now my hangover cure. I didn't know that. But you can't drink or eat me, so I don't know how my hangover cure. Dirty. Yeah. Is that so? Is that a hangover cure? I didn't know that. You should test it out. Yeah. Well, baby, if you throw up, we can... No. If you do, let me know. I'll carry you to the bathroom. Yeah, just don't move around a lot. That's when I... Yeah, if I'm hungover, then I move a bunch, that's when I feel sick. As long as I'm, like, staying put, my body isn't, like, freaking out. No, you saw the New Year planning yesterday. I guess this morning. Yeah. Whenever you go to sleep, it's a new day. Yeah. I think we went to bed at like, what, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning? That's about there. Man, you were taking the new year. As you should. Oh, don't worry. We have plenty of footage. Yeah, we were filming ourselves, so. Yeah, you can get a recap of what you don't remember. It's not, I mean, maybe for you it'll be embarrassing, but for me it'll be very endearing and cute, and I'll be very upset if you delete any of the videos. Yes, you're not allowed to. Well, luckily a lot of it's on my phone. No, that's staying on the nightstand. You are going to keep your hands. You can put your hands here. You can put your hands here, but you're not reaching over. Because you're just going to delete with reckless abandon. It's not embarrassing. You're nothing. Nothing you do is ever embarrassing, baby. You're so cute, and I want the memories, so no. You want my leg? Here, take my leg. And if you want, here. It's going to be a little bit of a jostle, but come. Is that better? I love when you're fully on top of me. It's so nice. Yeah, if ever in the middle of the night you just want to crawl on top of me and sleep on me like a cat, you're more than welcome to. I don't care if it wakes me up. I'll wake up, look down at you, then go right to sleep. It's like a weighted blanket. So nice. I can wrap my arms around you so nice. I love it. Is my chest comfy? It smells good too. That's good. Yeah, it did smell like last night.
I do have to get up and get you water, though, baby. I need water, too. No, coffee. Water first. There is water in coffee. You're not wrong, but you need water and then coffee. Because coffee's a diuretic, baby, and you're hungover. It's like, what is the worst thing I could do for my body right now? I can dehydrate my body even more. You're like, let's see how dehydrated I can be. Wasn't your resolutions to drink more water? This is the antithesis of drinking more water. Oh, that was last night. You, this morning, you was like coffee. Is that what you want? Or tea, just something caffeinated. Here, I'll bring you water first. Yes. And you're going to drink it slowly, not chug it, because we both know what's going to happen. If you try to chug that water, it'll be, you will regret it. And then I will bring you coffee. Hell, I'll even bring you coffee with whipped cream on it. Sure. You can have whatever you want. Yeah. Put some cocoa powder on it. Really, you know, really spice it up. Yeah, you can have dessert coffee. But you gotta drink the water first. Okay. But sip, not chug. Okay, good. I gotta get up, though. This is the only downside of you laying on me. Yeah, and I'm trapped. Well, trapped is the wrong word. I'm not trapped. I'm happy to be here. I'm happily pinned. That's a positive way of saying trapped. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. That's exactly that. Yeah. I don't want to go anywhere. I want to stay here, but also magically have the things you need. And it's what you call a catch-22, you know? Because you need water. You need water really badly, baby. It'll really help your hangover. Then after you drink a glass of water, I can get you, like, yeah, for your head. Yeah, paracetamol would be good. I kind of want one, too. I mean, my head's hurting a little bit, but I'm not spitting. Like, I'm not. No, champagne hangovers aren't that bad for me. I feel like vodka and rum or, oh my god, beer. Ooh, or mixed drinks, yeah. Something with a lot of sugar and it's going to fuck me up in like a horrible way. Oh my god, I don't think I can have a strawberry daiquiri ever again after that. It's like 9 strawberry daiquiris back to back to back, and I was so sick the next morning. The problem was you kept ordering them, right? And then you would be like, I can't finish this. And then you pass it to me. And then you would, like, I would then naturally finish it. And then you would be like, damn it, I really want some daiquiri. And then you'd order another one. And then I would then be like, after a couple of sessions, you're like, I don't know if I can finish it. I finish it for you. And then rinse, repeat. Yeah, because I certainly didn't order them all on my own. No, you're misremembering. Yeah. That's the problem. You were so drunk. You were like, oh, man, I want another daiquiri. And you ordered another one. That's my job. Yeah, finish your sentences. Finish your fries. Finish your sandwiches, yeah. Well, I guess you finished my fries. Yeah, after saying you don't want any. No, see, that's the thing. As a professional boyfriend, I know that you never mean it. You always want fries. Yeah, so instinctively, I've learned that I should never expect fries. If I get fries, that's cool, but fries are never expected. They're always an offering. Yeah, the fries will be sacrificed. Yeah, for the greater good. You're the greatest good I'll ever need, baby. What do you mean? You're my greater good. But I do have to get up. Don't make that noise. Because cause.
No, that is not hangover cure. Uh-huh. After your glass of water, you can try it, but I don't even think that's a good idea. Listen, I'm never one to say no. Uh-huh. But I am thinking about your best interests. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. I'm not denying you. You can have it after. Yeah. You're just trying to keep me in bed. It's a good way to keep me in bed, honestly. Yeah. Motherfucker, would I want to get out of bed if you're doing that?
Exactly.
But I gotta get out of bed to get you water. And then after that, we can see. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes. Yes. Come here. Am I allowed to go? Am I free? Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Don't make that noise. Because it's laced in guilt and me feeling bad for getting up now. I will hurry back. You know I was hurrying back. I never want to leave, baby. Why would I? It's 2026. Who knows? Maybe that cloning project might work out. Yeah, maybe you can clone me. So you can have a version of me to get water. Yeah, and paracetamol. And food and all the other things you want. I can just stay in bed. Yeah, but my clone will hate me, though. Most likely. He'll be pretty upset. Yeah, because he'll be the one to be the one who stays here, and then I'll be the one who goes, you know? And then how are you going to know which one's which? Yeah, when we're, like, fighting over you. And I'm like, shoot him, he's the clone. He'll be like, no, shoot him, he's the clone. See, this is why the clone's a bad idea, baby. We can't do it. Yeah. Because you won't know which one's which. And even after the fact, you'll be like, did I kill the clone or did I kill, you know? And that's, I don't want you to have, yeah, it's too much for you to deal with. So, yeah, looks like you're just stuck with one of me. Trust me, I feel like one's enough to handle. Yeah, God forbid you have two. Two might be a little bit too much. Oh, you think you can handle it? Okay. I'm gonna get you your water, baby. Yeah, just stay there and look beautiful. I'm gonna hurry back, okay? No, I'm gonna hurry back. Okay. I love you too, Bubba. I love you so much. Happy New Year.